All right, so you ready to get into some behind-the-scenes stuff about Friday After Next?
Oh yeah, let's do it. I love that movie.
Yeah, me too. Classic. So we came across this really interesting interview with Ice Cube, where he talks all about like the casting for the movie.
Oh wow, I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, especially some of the most iconic roles like Money Mike and Santa
Oh,
Claus.
for sure. Those are like the two standouts in that movie.
For real, like. I mean, just thinking about it now, I was like, I can't imagine anyone else playing those parts. But like,
Oh, totally.
Ice Cube actually talks about, how somebody else almost ended up as Money Mike.
Oh, wow, really? That's crazy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So before we get into all that, though, like, setting the scene a little bit, Ice Cube really wanted to make this movie, a Black California Christmas type of thing.
Ah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, he was saying how like he felt that story hadn't really been told before, on
Yeah,
screen.
yeah, yeah.
And so he
Makes sense.
was thinking about, how can I do this? And he was also thinking about, how can I like revamp the Friday series?
Right.
And so we kind of had this idea to like drink Christmas and bring in like a shady Santa Claus,
Yeah.
a Santa Claus that's stealing people's gifts.
That's great.
It's so good.
That's so funny.
It's so
That's
good.
such a good like twist on the whole Christmas movie thing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And so, okay, so getting back to the casting, who do you think almost played Money Mike?
Oh man. I have no idea. Gosh, who would have been? That's a tough one to think of. Like somebody who could have filled those shoes.
Right. It's so hard to imagine anyone else. But drum roll, please.
Okay.
It was Ricky Smiley.
What? Ricky Smiley.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so
Yeah, I
wild.
know,
That
right?
would have been like a totally different vibe for sure. I
Totally.
mean, I love Ricky Smiley, but
Yeah, he's hilarious.
he's just got such a different kind of energy than Cat William.
For sure. It's like, I could see him doing a good job.
Oh, for sure. He's
But
so funny.
it would be so different.
Oh, yeah, completely different.
Yeah. So Ice Cube was talking about how, they had Ricky Smiley actually try out for a bunch of different roles
Oh, okay.
because they were really impressed with him. And he actually ended up playing Santa Claus in the movie.
Ah, that's right. That makes total sense. He was so good as Santa Claus. That's so funny.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine anyone else playing that part either. He just fit it perfectly.
Totally. Yeah.
But then, the question is, like, how did Cat Williams end up getting the role of Money Mike then?
Yeah, like how did that even happen?
Right. So it sounds like Cat Williams just, like, came in and he was so prepared
Oh, wow.
and just embodied the character of Money Mike so perfectly that they just, like,
Yeah.
gave it to him.
Wow.
And, apparently Ice Cube even said that, like, he expanded Cat Williams's role because
Yeah.
he was just like comedic gold.
Really? That's amazing.
That's awesome. They would just like keep the cameras rolling because he would come up with like the funniest stuff on the spot.
Oh, that's so
That was
cool.
so cool. And like it kind of makes me think about, how Ice Cube works with these comedians.
Yeah, for sure.
He really like trusts them to like do their thing.
Right. Like he gives them the freedom to just, improvise and just like
Totally.
be funny.
Yeah, to steal the scene,
Yeah.
And it's like he encourages them to like really go for it, like don't hold back. And like that just really brings out like the best in their comedic talents.
Absolutely. And you can see that in Friday After Next for sure. I mean, Cat Williams, he was like the breakout star of that movie.
Totally. He completely stole the show. And it's funny because like even his little quirks, like how much he loved that PT Cruiser,
Oh, yeah.
they just like incorporated that into the character.
Boy.
And it just like
That's so fun,
made it
though.
even funnier.
Yeah, it just adds to the whole, like, the whole character and just makes it so much funnier.
It just like, it really just shows like how Ice Cube like knows how to work with these comedians and get the best out of them.
Right. Like, he knows how to give them the space to just be themselves and be funny.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly. And it makes you wonder like, how would Friday After Next have been different if Ricky Smiley had played Money Mike?
Man, that's a great question. That's so hard to even imagine now.
Right. Like, would it have been as edgy? Would it have had that same, like,
Oh.
unpredictable energy?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean,
Ow.
Ricky Smiley's hilarious, but he's got a different style. Like I was saying, he's more like, family friendly, kind of funny.
Yeah.
And Cat Williams just brought that like raw, unpredictable,
Yes.
like kind of crazy energy to Money Mike,
Exactly.
It was perfect. It just
It
worked.
was perfect.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine anyone else doing it.
It is.
It's like that was just meant to be.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this whole thing just like really highlights how unpredictable filmmaking can be, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's such a creative process. And
yeah.
You know, there's so many twists and turns. And sometimes, like, those unexpected turns, you know, lead to, like, the best and most memorable moments.
Absolutely. It's all about just, like, being open to the possibilities, you know,
yeah.
And being willing to just, like, go with the flow and see what happens.
Exactly. And I feel like Friday After Next is, like, a perfect example of that.
Right, cool.
Like, you know, it shows you that, like, you can plan all you want, but sometimes the best stuff just happens organically.
Exactly. And also shows how important it is to have a director who, like, really trusts the talent, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Ice Cube really let those comedians shine.
For sure.
And it made the movie so much better.
Definitely. And, you know, it makes you think about, like, all the other behind-the-scenes stories that are out there for our favorite movies.
Oh, for sure.
Like, who knows how many other, like, crazy casting stories or, yeah. Like, you know, just unexpected moments happen during filming that we don't even know about.
I know, right? It makes you want to go and, like, research all your favorite movies now just yeah. to see what kind of crazy stories are out there.
I know. It's like a whole nother level of appreciation for these movies.
Totally.
And it's like a reminder that, you know, even the most iconic and memorable moments in film
mm-hmm.
often come from, like, the most unexpected places.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing how that works.
It is. It really is.
Yeah.
So that's our deep dive on Friday After Next.
Awesome. That was a great one.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me. And to all you listeners out there, like, go and check out the original Ice Cube interview.
Yeah.
And let us know what you think.
And think about, like, what other movies have these kind of crazy behind-the-scenes stories.
Totally. And who knows, maybe we'll do a deep dive on one of them next.
That would be awesome.
All right, until next time.
Yeah.
See ya.